We started yesterday Siman Tov, Kuf, Yud, Ches. It was a heavy-duty sif. I want to fine-tune some things because kind of we started in the middle of Hilchos Yontif. So, okay, the pasuk that allows Meleches Ochel Nefesh on Yontif is Ach Asher Ye'achel L'chol Nefesh Hu Levado Ye'aseh Lochem. Now, when we talk about Ochel Nefesh, it's not limited to food. Ochel Nefesh is Hana'as Haguf. That means, we mentioned in the Mishaburi yesterday that when we're talking about Meleches Ochel Nefesh, that's Mutter, and when we're talking about the concept of mitoch, which we talked about yesterday, which we'll go over again briefly today. So the Mishabura tells us we're talking about hotzah, that's what the Mechaber tells us. We're talking about havara, transferring fire on Shabbos. We're talking about shchita, shechting on Shabbos, and afia ubishel, which go together. Now, when we talk about meleches ochel nefesh being mutter, it is not limited to food. That means that to transfer fire in order to heat up the house, which is how it was done in the good old days, that is considered meleches ochel nefesh. To heat up water for drinking is obviously ochel nefesh, but to heat up water to wash your hands, to wash your face, is also considered ochel nefesh. Now, one of the limitations in Ochel Nefesh, it says, the pasuk says, Ach Asher Ye'ochel L'chol Nefesh, Hu Levado Ye'aseh Lochem. This is only Lochem, for you Jews. But you cannot cook or shecht or carry for a non-Jew. You can't do these things for an animal, even if your dog is your best friend. You can't even do these things they talk about perhaps for the Beis HaMikdash, Lachem below the Gavoah, which is not obviously as relevant. So these are things that are limited to Jews and basically to Shomrei Shabbos. Okay, then we extended this Meleches Ochel Nefesh, which refers to Hana'as HaGuf, with a rule that we spoke out yesterday called Mitoch, because it's permissible for Ochel Nefesh. It's permissible even if it's not Ochel Nefesh. Okay? Now, yesterday we said that according to the Ramah, you need a Tzorech Hayom Ktzat. If you have a Tzorech Hayom Ktzat, then you can carry anything through the Shusharabim, not just food. Tzorech Hayom Ktzat, you can transfer fire, you can do all these things. Okay? As long as it's a Tzorech Hayom Ktzat. Okay, the other limitation, which we didn't mention, is that it has to be l'chol nefesh. It has to be a davar hashavah l'chol nefesh. Ach asher yechel l'chol nefesh, hu levado ye'aseh lechem. It has to be something that's shavah l'chol nefesh. So we're not going to talk about it right now, just mention it, that, let's say, heating up water to wash your hands, to wash your face, to wash dishes, is considered ochel nefesh or mitoch, and is allowed, it's a davar hashavah l'chol nefesh. What about heating up water to take a bath or a shower to wash one's entire body on Yontif? This is a famous discussion. In the olden days, it was not considered shavah l'chol nefesh. People did not have a bathhouse in their house, not one, not two, and not three of them. They had to get to the bathhouse. It was not common. They did it once in a while, maybe once a week, maybe. And it was not considered davar hashavah l'chol nefesh, and therefore the standard psak halacha is that water cannot be heated up in order to wash the entire body on Yontif. There are those that question that nowadays, because nowadays everybody has a shower in the house, and people are accustomed to showering regularly, so there are those that want to say that the halacha doesn't change, but the mitzvah changes. So now it should be considered a davar hashavah l'chol nefesh, and if it would be a davar hashavah l'chol nefesh, then one would be allowed to heat up water to wash the entire body on Yontif. not all the posts can agree with that at all. Could be there are those. I'm not, bottom line, I'm not giving a bottom line. Just giving an example of davar hashav l'chol nefesh or not davar hashav l'chol nefesh. But that's the basic idea. So yesterday we did Tav Kuf Yud Ches Aleph. Again, we said that the Ramah says as long as it is something that is tzorech hayom k'sat, it's going to be mutter. What is Shitas HaMachaber? We said was unclear. The giant Bir Halacha in the beginning of Sif Aleph has a discussion. What is Shitas HaMachaber? Now, the simple reading of the Machaber is like Rashi, in that it does not require a Tzorech Hayom at all, and Mitoch applies, it's still going to be permissible on Yontif. And he says like Rashi, the only limitation he gives is something like stones, which are anyway muksa. It's the Ramah who says, Kelim hatzrichim lo ktsat. If the Mechaber wanted to say that, the Mechaber should have said that. And we said that the Bepashtus, it sounds like the Mechaber is Mako. And like Rashi, that even if you don't have a Torah Chayom Ktsat, it's still going to be mutter to carry something through Rosh Hashanah. And who did these other Malachos? Mitoch is even without a Tzorech Hayom Ktsat. The biggest problem that the Bir Halacha has two issues with saying that in the Mechaber. One is he points out that 97% of the Rishonim don't agree with that. So why, even though he says in the beginning he wants to say it looks like the Rambam and the Rif are saying like that, but then one by one it's not so clear what the Rif is saying, it's not so clear what the Rambam is saying. And once he knocks them down, and we said there's a whole slew, most Rishonim, or many, many, many Rishonim hold, that you're talking about an Issa Daraisa, if it's not a Tzorech Hayom Ksat. So, there are those who say, if it's not a Tzorech Hayom Ksat, it's Aser Min HaTorah. And there are those that say, if it's not a Tzorech Hayom Ksat, it's Aser Min HaDarabanan. And there are those that say, it's Mutter, even if it's not a Tzorech Hayom Ksat. So you have the whole gamut. Min HaKotze El HaKotze. So the other kasha on the Mechaber is Sif Beis. Let's take a look at Sif Beis. Says the Mechaber in Sif Beis. Tof, Kuf, Yud, Ches, Sif Beis. Oser li Yisroel. Lehotzi shum davar biyantiv letzorech eino Yehudi. You're not going to carry anything outside for the purposes of an eino Yehudi. Someone who's not a Yehudi. Mishavur Sif Kotting Yibbeis. Even if it's Ochal Nefesh, you can't carry outside for the Eino Yehudi. The Lo Adifa Mi Bishul. It's not any better than Bishul. The Aser Gamkin the Tzorech Akum. You're not allowed to cook for an idolater on Yontif either. Kedisul El Siman Tov Kuf Yerbeis. So all these malachas that we said are mutter b'tzorech ochal nefesh, and even mitoch shehutu l'tzorech chutur nami shelo l'tzorech, that's not for an idolater, not for an akum, not for an eino yehudi. So the Shara Tzion points out over here in ois chaf beis. Shara Tzion ois chaf beis lich oira l'fidas mechabe b'sif alif d'mitoch shehutu l'tzorech chutur nami shelo l'tzorech. Right? According to the way we understood the Mechaber, like Shitas Rashi, there is no room for this halacha. You don't even need a tzorech hayom tzat. So it should be no problem to carry the Rishus Rabim or to cook for the Eino Yehudi. Okay, he goes on and on. Skip down a line. Umuchach mizad de gam la mechaber al koponim midrabanan aser hotzal shlo tzar klal. So you see from this mechaber in Sif Beis that in Sif Aleph he's not coming to tell you that it's mutter shlo tzar klal, because here you see clearly in Sif Beis if there's no tzar klal, even if there is a tzarach any yude, it's going to be aser. In that first Bir Halacha on the Siman, the Bir Halacha points out this kasha on understanding that the Mechaber holds like Rashi. If the Mechaber holds like Rashi, then it should be no problem to carry the Rishus Rabin for the Eino Yehudi. Ella, the Lefima, Sheheveinu Le'el Siman Tov Kuf Yud Beis in the Bir Halacha. What we learned in Tov Kuf Yud Beis in the Bir Halacha, which Maybe we'll jump to jump back next week. We'll go look at Tav Kuf Yud Beis to put it all together. Maybe. But we are lucky. Hashem is a poskim. Melacha ba'avur nachri garat fei. The efshet the bezel kliyama asar afilu midaraisa. So there's two ways of understanding this machaber. One is that the machaber holds that you do need a tzorach hayom tzas. Why did he not say it in Sif Aleph? I don't know, because he said it in Sif Beis. Perhaps. The other mahalach is you don't need a tzorach hayom tzas, but a tzorach of an eino yehudi is even worse than eino tzorach hayom klal. Why? Because it's a mafurish pasuk. Lachem, lachem v'lo la'akum, lachem v'lo la'be'ema. So when you're doing it for a purpose that the Torah explicitly, I don't know if it's called explicitly, but basically, lachem v'lo la'akum, lachem v'lo la'be'ema, so that's going to be worse than when you carry it out, shelo l'tzorach klal. And it could be that everyone's going to hold that it's going to be nesa d'oraisa. Well, the inyan tzorech behemto ayin shamet bir alacha. Same thing. If it's learned out from a mafurisha drasha based on this word of lachem in the pasuk, so then there's room to say that you don't need tzorech hayom at all. That's when you're dealing with yidin. But once you're dealing with an eidu yudin, you have an oifin a pasuk. You have a mafurisha pasuk, not like that, and that will make it even worse. So those are the two possibilities, two ways of understanding the mechaber. It's a very interesting mahalach, this new mahalach that the Ein Yudi is worse because it's a mefurish in the pasuk. But it doesn't seem like most Rishonim say that, which I guess is why the Bir Halacha and Shaar Tzion are hesitant. Ulefize Ein Raya Lahotzah Shelo Letzarech Ba'alma. Umiyu La Poskim Shevin Abreishim Zeh Dehotzah Shelo Letzarech Klal Midaraisa Asah. So if you hold that ein tzorach hayom klal is asa min haTorah, so this is for sure asa min haTorah. But if it's asa min haRabbanan, it's also asa min haRabbanan. And if you hold ein tzorach hayom klal is mutter, it can still be aser l'tzorach ein yehudi and l'tzorach beheima because of the mafurish pasuk of lachem. The Dirshu has a footnote here. I have circled number 26. Hold on one second. Okay, he talks about a mumer, and okay, I don't want to get into that right now. Okay, weiter. Okay. Continues, Tav Kuf Yud Ches, Seif Beis. Hagah. Aval mutter l'shloach lo al yedei ein yodi. But if I want to send something to a guy through the Rishus HaRabim, I can't bring it myself, says the Mechaber, says the Ramah. You can give it to a guy to bring to the guy. Kagom, shetzarech lahachzir, mashkon, eni yudi, olom, v'chadom alazah. This is very tough, scary, eni yudi that you lent money to, and you have his mashkon, he wants his mashkon back, and it's very important that you get it to him today. So then, you would be able to send it through the Rishus HaRabim with another guy. Why is that mutter? Mishabur sifkatun yugimel. After mir la'akum shvus, even though it's an issa d'rabbanan to ask the guy to do something for you that's also min haTorah, or even also min d'rabbanan. But makum tzorech, ki agavna, in this case, where it's a tzorech, samchinan apoiskim, we rely on the poiskim, the Rishus HaRabim shalanu karmelizu. That most streets that people call the Rishus HaRabim is really a karmelis. And the olden days, there wasn't really a Rishus HaRabim. It's a machlokes, but there's a lot of mekilin. Anyone who uses any Erev is holding that quote unquote Rishus Rabim is not a Rishus Rabim at all, it's a karmelis. Once it's a karmelis, you're asking the guy to do an Issa Durabanan. Asking a guy to do an Issa Durabanan is a double Durabanan. It's called the Shavus to Shavus. And we learned in Hilchos Shabbos Shin Zayin Hey, Shavus to Shavus is mutter in certain circumstances. Shavus to Shavus b'makom mitzvah, Shavus to Shavus b'makom hesed, Shavus to Shavus b'makom tzorech, he says over here. It's Shavus to Shavus b'makom tzorech v'shari. This came up where the shofar, the only shofar in town, is on top of a tree. You're not allowed to climb the tree. Usher with the rabbanon, but you can ask the guy to climb the tree to go get the shofar. Double the rabbanon, shvus to shvus, b'makom mitzvah. So here you can assume that the streets are a karmelis and not a rishus or rabbim. It's only the rabbanon. to ask the guy to do it is another Durabana, double Durabana, Shvus to Shvus, but Makom Hatzairech, Mutter. Okay, right. Seif Gimel. Okay, Seif Gimel, I'm having a hard time with, but we'll do our best. Maybe you can help me understand Seif Gimel. I didn't, Yosef wasn't here to help me prepare. Okay. The Gemara in Beitza. And Daf Chav Ches on the Beis. Amar B'Yud Amar Shmuel. Shipud. Shvud? I don't know how you pronounce that word. I think it's a Shipud. But I'm American. What do I know? Shipud. A skewer or a spit. Shetzalu bo basar. That was used to roast meat. On Yontif, Rashi says. Also the Taltal be Yontif. After it, you're not allowed to carry it. It becomes muktzah. Why does it become muksa? Says Rashi, shenim as. It becomes disgusting. Umuksa, ukvarnas a tzarech yontif. You used it for the tzarech yontif. Now it's finished. Now it becomes muksa. But it's dangerous. I don't know if it's dangerous because it's hot. I assume it's dangerous because it's sharp. Hot, you just wait a few minutes, no longer hot. And therefore, the Gemara uses a term which I'm struggling with. Shomto, umeinicha bekeren zavis. You kind of have to, like, just get it into some corner and leave it there. That means it becomes muksa. We don't require you drop it in the middle of the house where the kids can get hurt. You somewhat shomto, like, I don't know. I don't know what shomto is. If I would know what shomto is, it would help me. You, like, push it, you move it. I'm not sure. Uminicha bekeren zavis. Now, shomto is drop it. Okay, we'll soon see that from the Mishmura that he does not understand the word Shomto as drop it. Now, what's the scenario that allows you to take it to the corner? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, only allowed to move it to the corner through this Shomto method if there's a kezayas of basar on the shipud. You need meat on the shipud, kezayas, and then it's on muksa. Otherwise, you can't even do that. We don't pasken like Rav Huna. Ravina Amar Afa Pi She'ein Ala Basar. Even though there's no basar, still mutter the tatla. Midi dehavi akot vishus harabim. Something that's dangerous that people can get hurt. There are heterim to move muksa, to move something vishus harabim in a derabanan dika fashion. Pachas midal ramas to move it two amos and wait. Move it two amos and wait. So here too, there's heterim to move it to the side. The Riff and the Rosh and we'll see Shulchan Aruch passing like Ravina. Even though there's no meat on it and all, it's going to be okay. Now let's see in Shulchan Aruch. I will tell you what I understand, what I think I understand. I will tell you what I don't understand. Maybe you can help me understand. Let's see. Tov Kuf Yurches Gimel. Lokach Eitz She'eno Miuchad Lishpud. Shvud? Lishipud? He took a piece of wood that was not set aside as a shipud. Okay? After you use it, you roasted your meat, it's muksa. She ain't no kli. It's not a kli. Ela shomto. We have the same word again, shomto. Umanicha bekeren zavis. You leave it in a corner of the house. Kedei shelo yizokubo. So people won't get hurt. Like Ravina, afilu ein alav basar klal. Even if there's no meat on the shpud at all, it's still going to be mutter. Okay, let's start again from the beginning. Lokach eit she'enam yuchad lishpud. He took a piece. Oh, I missed. There was something in the chat box. Hold on. I gotta read the chat box. Lama Kezias, check last message. Why do you need a kezias? I guess you need a significant piece of basar. Okay, that's discussed if you really need a kezias or not need a kezias. You need something significant. Just a mashu wouldn't be enough.
Okay, but anyway. If you have some use out of it, no? If you can use it, it's not mukta.
Okay.
If you can eat something out of
it. Right, I hear that. Rav Huna disagrees with you. He thinks you should have a significant piece of basar over there. Okay, it's a kezayis. It's not a chozanish kezayis. It's a b'chaim no kezayis. It's not a leil pesach kezayis. It's a pashut kezayis. Okay, so let's go through this mechaber again. Lokach eitz she'enu miyuchal de shipud. He took a piece of wood that's not set aside to be used as a spit, as a skewer. Look at the bir halacha. Dibar ma'aseh lakach et she'enim yuchad. Aval im hu miyuchad etzli, if this is my skewer that I use to roast my meat, ve'elim hu shel etz osho matechet, whether it's made out of wood or metal, toiras kli alav, then it has a toiras kli. It's considered a kli. And you're allowed to carry it in any way you want. It's a kli. Okay, then he goes on to say, from the pre-begadim, sounds like not like that. Okay, I'm not sure where the pre-begadim is coming from. I didn't see the pre-begadim inside. But the first opinion in the Bir Halacha from the Beis Yosef and the Marashal, if it's set aside before Yontif, if you use it regularly, or if you've used it in the past as a skewer to roast your meat, then it's not going to be mux at all. Okay. So, look at the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tesvav. This is a piece of wood that's not like that. It wasn't set aside. You haven't used it in the past. You haven't used it. And you didn't set it aside for such. You're allowed to use it for this purpose. One of the difficulties in learning Hilchos Yontif, everything is connected to each other. It's like one big miksha achas mamish. Everything is connected. Every sif quotes it three different sifim. It's like, mamish, yeah, you have to be holding. So, as it says in Tafkuf Beis Gimel Bahaga, Umayri Shehoya Eitz Yaveh Sheroi La'asaka Kamoshes Bar Hashem B'Mishra Resif Katan Chabez. So, if you look over there in Tafkuf Beis Gimel, Sif Katan Chabez, the Mishra Berurah over there says like this, Eitz Yavesh, dry wood, which is usually normally used for firewood, on Yontif is not muksa, because you're allowed to make, you know, allowed to transfer fire and burn firewood on Yontif. And therefore, you're allowed to use it for cooking. But a moist piece of wood that you wouldn't normally put into the fire, that is muksa. So you're not allowed to take a moist piece of wood and use it to roast your meat on Yontif because it's muksa, but you can use a dry piece. The dry piece is not muksa because it's basically set aside. It's not set aside, but it's simple function is for firewood, which is mutter on Yontif. Now, how does that fit into the Ramah? We didn't read the Ramah yet. The Ramah tells us over here in Sif Gimel, Ulitzorech ochel nefesh mutter l'taltel hakol afilu muksa. For ochel nefesh, I can even move muksa. Now, The Aruch HaShulchan phrases this, I don't want to say more accurately, but he phrases it in a very precise fashion, because we do have a famous Mishnah upon which the whole Masechus Yontif is based, called Beitza. Beitza Shinol the Yontif is Muksa. Oh, it's Aruch HaOchel Nefesh. No, there is a count of the Muksa on Yontif that is, even though it's Ochel Nefesh, I want to eat the eggs, I'm not allowed to, it's Muksa. So the way the Bir Halacha formulates this, Motu l'talta muksu l'tzorech oichal nefesh, im bi'ikar ha'oichal nefesh, ein muksu. Ein a muksu. So there's food that's muksu, and the muksu food is muksu. That's what Chazal said. Beit ha'shanal d'biyantiv is muksu. They know it's oichal nefesh. They know it's food. It's still muksu. Gros v'tzimukim, whatever the cases are, which we're not discussing right now. But if I have a piece of meat that's not muksa, and I want to eat it, and I need to take something muksa in order to make it edible, then I'm allowed to do that, says the Aruch HaShulchan. And then it continues the Aruch HaShulchan. So it sounds like the Aruch HaShulchan holds it's, we're not limited to a dry piece of wood. Even a moist piece of wood can be used, even though it's a muksa, because you're allowed to be metalta muksa to make food edible for Ochel Nefesh. Why the Mishnah Berurah says not like that? I don't know. I mean, I didn't learn through Tuf Kuf Beis Gimel so thoroughly. Just went through that Mishnah Berurah. Like, why? I don't know. Lay it down. Sounds like from the Aruch HaShulchan you could use even moist wood, even though it's muksa. You're allowed to use muksa to make food edible on Yontif. Mishnah Berurah says clearly only if it's not muksa piece of wood, has to be a dry piece of wood, which will be used for firewood. Firewood is not muksa on Yontif. Okay. So back to the machaber. Lokach eitz. He took a piece of wood. She'ena miyuchad l'shipud. It was not set aside to be used for roasting meat. So therefore, it's normally muksa. Well, no, I don't. It's not normally muksa, but it doesn't have a din kli. I think that's the part. V'tzala babasa, and he used it to roast meat. Also, the tatzalo achakach she'ena kli. The fact that he used it now once on yontif to roast meat does not turn it into a kli. And afterwards, it's asr l'taltzlo. Why is it asr m'shirisif katan yidzayin? Now, yidea tzliya, through doing the roasting, nasa shiput ma'usu muksa. The shiput now becomes dirty and disgusting, and it becomes muksa. Va'af la'matir in muksa b'yantif, even though there are those that are more makil in muksa and yantif, das kamachron and docha asr m'shum she'en alav toras kli. This kind of muksa and yantif will be worse because the shiput does not have the status of a kli. If you want to use it now to roast another piece of meat, you're allowed to do that. Or you want to throw it into the oven and use it for firewood. That's okay. That is the purpose of wood, and that's what you're allowed to use wood for on Yontif. She'eno kli mishbasef katan yutes ratzalomar daideza she'osabo ma'isa shipud lo nasa kli. You didn't turn it into a kli by using it once on yontif. Okay. So it becomes muksa now. What do you do? Ela shomto umanicha bekeren zavis. You do something called shomto, which sounds like you, like, I don't know, shove it into a corner. I don't know what shomto means. Shomet is usually, I think the Gemara says shomet, one thing's on another thing. I'm shomet. I pull my notebook, and then something goes falling off of the notebook. That's usually what it means of it. But I don't know, the shiput is in your hand. You finish roasting. It's not resting on something, no? Oh, it's on something? It's resting on something, and then you, like, kind of bang it off, and it's on something, and you're able to bang it off? Okay, I don't know. Look at the Mishabura. Ratzalomar. She'en roshay litlo achat tzliyaso l'nicho gedarko. After you roast, you cannot just pick it up with your hands and put it in the corner. Ela shomto maher. Whatever shomto means, you're doing it, you have to do it quickly. I'm not moving the shipud by holding onto the meat with my hands. You think I'm holding onto the meat with my hands and letting the shipud fall? No, that's not what's going on here. Okay, but look what the Mishnah Berurah says. El shomto maher, do it fast, whatever it means, bigreira, while dragging it, the tiltul min hatzad, and you should use something called tiltul min hatzad, ad sheyavira min the fun of the keren zavis, until you get out of the way into the keren zavis. Now, that is very weird. Why is that very weird? Tiltu minatzad, okay, which is not always mutter, but okay, sometimes mutter. Tiltu minatzad means I'm moving the muksa through something else. That means there's shells on the table which are muksa, and I take a knife and I move the shells by way of the knife. I don't touch it with my hands. I take the knife and I drag the shells off the table. Okay? Chazanish doesn't like that. But the Mishnah says that's okay. Taz says, I think it's the Taz says it's okay. So, I don't understand what's going on over here. I don't know what the Shomto means. I don't know what Shaykh Tilt. Now, the Shomto would be the Tiltu Min Hatzad. Maybe the way they would roast, they would put it on top of some sort of kli, and then you just pick up the kli. I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, and then you're dragging it with Shaykh dragging. Dragging is not, I don't know, the whole thing I'm very confused about. He doesn't want you to take it with your hands. He wants you to somehow get it into the corner. I would just say, kick it in the corner. It's tilta bagufa, mishabir's mako. I'm not sure exactly what he wants you to do. I don't know the mitzias. Fine. Okay, then the Rama said, when you're dealing with tzarech ochel nefesh, then you're allowed to move the muksa for the purposes of food. Okay, what the Mishnah Berurah does with that, not clear to me. Look at Mishnah Berurah, Sefer Chatan, Chav Gimel. Kagon, avanim o afar munachim lefnei peros. I have a bunch of stones blocking the way of out of my food cabinet. So I'm allowed to move the stones with my hands, tilto muksa biyadayim, in order to get to the food on yantif. Promotions by the L, sov simen tov kuftes. V'odin v'inyanenu, mutu l'tato ha'etz, ulasiro mimkomo shemunach, im tzorich la'amid sham ochal nefesh. If any of the ochal nefesh take a purpose, I can move the muksa. V'chadoyime b'shil simchas yantif. V'choze b'shil ochal nefesh v'simchas yantif. This is for food. This is for Simchas Yontif. Ha, the Tzorch Gufo Makoma Ba'alma. But regular Gufo Makoma is going to be Yotzer. This is not a Kli Shemalach L'Issa. It's not a Kli. It's worse than that. We could do that Tzorch Guf Beis of Gimel. V'inei. L'fi Mashik Asal L'Sham Mishib Rosif Kad L'Chav Aleph. Das Kamachronim Du Rak L'Man Da'osar Muksa. So it's a big machlekes about Muksa. Now the whole kind of this is muksa, not muksa is very confusing. You go through Maseches Beitza and you see 10 times the machlokes of either Reb Shimon, Yehuda holds is muksa, Reb Shimon holds no muksa. Then we pass like Reb Shimon, there's no such thing as muksa, and you open up Hilchas Shabbos, and Reb Badner has a 300-page book called Hilchas Muksa, and Reb Simcha Burim Cohen has another book, 250 pages called Hilchas Muksa, and the whole Chelik Beis of Hilchas Shabbos is Hilchas Muksa, and obviously we all know that muksa is a very large part of Hilchas Shabbos. So how can we pass like Reb Shimon, and who holds there's no muksa, and all of a sudden have tilem of halachas related to muksa? I was very, very bothered by this when I was in my younger years. I was very troubled. I learned Beitza. I was, I don't know, 21, 20, and I was just like, I don't know what's going on. But when you start to learn Hilchos Muksa inside, so we don't always pass like Reb Shimon. Sometimes we pass like Reb Yehuda. And Reb Shimon agrees in certain cases. But, you know, you use your thumbs enough, and at the end of the day, we have plenty of Hilchos Muksa in Shabbos. So there's a big machlekes, machaber amah, whole discussion in the beginning of Hilchos Yontif, Tov Tzadiyeh. What kind of muksa is there by Yontif? It's worse than Shabbos. It's easily less. It's more mekel than Shabbos. It's more machmir than Shabbos. So the fimak keshesav nusham b'shabur sevkat nuchavad das kamachron durak leman d'asam muksa. Aval the yesh omri min Tov Tzadiyeh the muksa shari b'Yontif. According to the opinion that there is no muksa on Yontif, which is not like it really, which doesn't mean the way it sounds. Eitim she'omdim la'asaka, wood that is there to be burnt, mutarim gam l'shar tashmish. You can use it for other functions as well. Achein, however, v'inyaneinu das kam achron to be eitz shetolah bo muksa kulei alma. But this muksa would be muksa according to everybody, even according to those that are mekel in muksa on yantif. Again, because being mekel muksa on yantif is specific types of muksa, it's not all muksa. Then the last mishabur sifkat and chav dalid, afilo muksa, kasav achai adam. This is an interesting scenario. Im hayamunach mafteh she'ochlem b'teva miyuchedes l'maos, umunach b'maos. I have a snack cabinet and the kids keep stealing the snacks. So I lock up the snack cabinet. I lock up the snack cabinet, I take the key, and I put it in the drawer where I keep all my change, all my money. Now it's Yontif. We want snacks. Simchas Yontif. But I can't open it. It's locked. And the key's in the muksa drawer. Says the chayyadim, no problem. Open up the drawer. You have to move muksa to get to it. It's no problem. Motu l'hoti ha'tevi k'dei v'kach mimen ha'mafteach. You're allowed to take out the key, even though it involves tiltul muksa, because it's the tzarech ochel nefesh. Again, this is Chayadam explaining the Ramah. We still have to figure out, according to the Mishabura, why can you not use a moist piece of wood to be tzoyle your basar? I will have to do some homework. Give me something to think about over Shabbos. Why is that consistent and not against what the Ramah is telling us over here, that you're allowed to move muksa for the purposes of Ochel Nefesh? So that is Tov, Kuf, Yud, Ches, Siv Beis, and Siv Gimel.